good shepherd. David was a shepherd, but when God looked at him, he saw a king. Sure enough, when David grew up, that's just what he became. And David was a great king. He had a heart like God's heart, full of love. Now, that didn't mean he was perfect, because he did some terrible things. He even killed a man. No, David made a big mess of his life, but God can take even the biggest mess and make it work in his plan. "I need a new heart, Lord," David prayed, "because mine is full of sin. Make me clean inside." God heard David's prayer. He forgave David and made David a promise. "I will make you great, David, and one day a king will be born into your family and he will heal the whole world." Did you know that David was a songwriter too? In fact, his songs were so good, they might have been in the top 40 charts, if they'd been invented then. David's songs are like prayers though. They are called Psalms, and this one is called the Song of the Shepherd. It was probably number one in the Psalm charts. And it goes like this. "God is my shepherd, and I am his little lamb. He feeds me, he guides me, he looks after me. I have everything I need. Inside, my heart is very quiet as lying still in soft green grass in a meadow by a little stream. Even when I walk through the dark, scary, lonely places, I won't be afraid, because my shepherd knows where I am. He is here with me. He keeps me safe. He rescues me. He makes me strong and brave. He is getting wonderful things ready for me, especially for me, everything I ever dreamed of. He fills my heart so full of happiness, I can't hold it all inside. Wherever I go, I know God's never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love will go with me too." God gave David that song to sing to his people, so they could know that he loved them and would always look after them, like a shepherd looks after his sheep. And one day, God was going to do something that would inspire thousands upon thousands of new songs. God was going to show his people once and for all just how much he loved them. Another shepherd was coming too, an even greater shepherd. He would be called the Good Shepherd. And this shepherd was going to lead all of God's lambs back to the place where they had always belonged, close to God's heart. Amen. I'm going to invite the team back up, and we're going to do some prayers.
This will go downhill very quickly. So please, if you can guess, try and guess. Okay, so in a second, I'm going to turn my microphone off. I'm going to give you guys some animals that I need you to pretend to try and be. Okay, do you think you can manage that? Okay, right. It's only going to be three animals, so hopefully it'll be easy enough. Okay, so they've been given their animals, and we're going to see if you guys can get it. As soon as you think you've got it, just shout it out. Okay, so we'll start with Henry. Henry, if you could endeavor to try and be the animal. You know what, I'm just going to move this to the side so that we can see Henry nice and clearly. So, Henry, when you're ready, take it away. Keep going, Henry. Keep going. And kangaroo, it's not kangaroo. Might be a little bit smaller than a kangaroo. So what was that? A frog. Henry, are you a frog? Yes, you are a frog. Fantastic. Well done, Henry. Thank you very much. Okay. Annabelle, if you could try and do yours now. This one, you might have to use a bit of imagination to get all this. Oh, is there a particular size to this fish, Annabelle? A really big fish. Marvelous. Thank you, Annabelle. Okay, and now Thomas. Last animal. Let's see if we can get what Thomas is. Oh my goodness me! Wow! It is lion, fantastic. Can we give them a round of applause, please? Marvellous. You guys can have a seat. Thank you very much. So, thank you very much. Now, it's not random that I chose those three particular animals, because over these 3 days that we've been having Holiday Club, we've been looking at stories from the Bible which involve particular animals. So you might be able to guess what a couple of those stories were from a few of those animals. The one that's the most tentative link, and I will give this, is the frog, because we didn't look at the most obvious story where there are frogs, which is the plagues in Egypt. Actually, we were looking right at the very beginning of the Bible in creation. And so our theme for Holiday Club this year was God's zoo. So we were looking at the fact that the whole world, everything in the created natural order, is part of God's zoo. He made it. He is what we could call the head zookeeper, and he is the one that looks after it and sustains it in much the same way that modern zoos today strive to look after animals, to preserve them, and to try and make sure that they live on even in the face of danger. And so I got to talk a little bit about one of my favorite animals, the frog. I've loved frogs ever since I was really quite young. When we go over to our allotment, if there is a frog, my hands will be wetted and holding it as soon as I physically can, because I very much enjoy frogs. So we were thinking a little bit about frogs. But then we moved on apace, and via some other animals, we got to a very big fish. Can anyone think of a story to do with a very big fish? We've got some. Yes, Thomas. Jonah, absolutely. So we thought about Jonah, and sometimes we say the whale, but Jonah and the very big fish, and how Jonah went away and did the wrong thing, but God still managed to get him to do the right thing. And Jonah being inside the fish is very similar to somebody else being inside the ground for 3 days and then suddenly coming out of it again. You may know who that person is. We'll have a think about them a bit later. And then we thought about a story to do with some lions. Hands up if anyone can think of a story to do with some lions. Oh my goodness me, there are some very poor Bible literate people here if nobody else can think of a story to do with lions. Okay, adults, go away and read Daniel. Because your kids seem to know it, but you have no idea. So, yes, so what's the story? Daniel in the lion's den, absolutely. And with that story, we thought about how God is able to protect us even in the most dangerous of situations. Even when we think it is surely death that awaits us, actually he is still able to look out for us. But today, thankfully, we're not necessarily thinking about death. We're not thinking about being swallowed up by big fish. We're having a think about sheep. And not just any sheep, but actually us. The Bible says that we are sheep. We are God's sheep. And the reason that we're God's sheep is that God's sheep, or more precisely Jesus' sheep, they listen to his voice in the same way that other sheep know the voice of their shepherd. If we're Christians, if we follow Jesus, then we should be able to hear his voice. And in our story this morning, we heard Psalm number 23, slightly retold, but telling us about how God looks after us as his sheep. Now, something else we had at God's zoo this week isn't just some wonderful stories involving some wonderful animals and lots of singing, crafting games, and all sorts of other things. We had a zoo motto. And that motto was taken from Psalm 100. And we're all very quickly going to learn that motto. And there are a few simple actions to help us learn it, okay? So the motto as it stands is, know that the Lord is God, he made us, and we belong to him. Okay, very simple, quite short. But these are the actions. And if you can, we're going to all do them together in a second. So the first action is for no, and for no we simply pointed our heads, because that contains our brains, which is generally where we tend to know things. So the next one was Lord. And in this sense, Lord is a bit like master or king. So we pretended to put a crown on our heads. So we've got Lord and God. And we just think of God not necessarily as being above us in the space somewhere out there, but actually being bigger than us. So we just point up simply for God. So we've got know that the Lord is God. Very simple. And then he made us. We're going to pretend to make something, very simply. And we belong to him. So belong as in the sense of gathering in something that belongs to you. So let's see if we can all do that all together. I'm pretty certain everybody here has two arms, so this should be able for everyone to join in. So after three, let's see if we can do it. And say it as loud as we possibly can as well. We're not a bunch of mutes. So after three, one, two, three. Know that the Lord is God. He made us and we belong to him. Marvelous. Well, not marvelous. Okay. I could still hear myself very clearly and you not so well, but that's okay. So that was our motto. But actually, that's only two-thirds of our motto, because our motto has a third part to it. Not only is it know that the Lord is God, he made us and we belong to him. The third part is we are his people, the sheep he takes care of. And the reason that we left it for that week is so that actually we could do it today. But the problem is I have no actions for that third part. So I need some help coming up with some actions. Is there anyone that can think of any actions for we are his people, the sheep he cares for? Any ideas? Thomas, could you give me an action? We can just literally point at ourselves. Thank you, Thomas. So marvelous action. So for we're going to point at ourselves. What about an action for sheep? Can anyone think of an action for sheep? Yes, Annabelle? Interesting. I think I'm going to scale that back a little bit. We're just going to pretend to be sheep with our feet, maybe just do some nibbling of the grass. So for sheep, we're going to pretend to be sheep and do some nibbling. And can anyone think of an action for cares? Any idea for cares? I'm looking around. Absolutely anyone can give me an action here. I quite like that one, Sue. Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to do this for cares, as if he's taking nice care for us by holding us nice and tight. So let's just go through that last part very quickly. So we are his people, the sheep he cares for. Marvelous. Okay, let's do all of that all together. I'm not going to make you stand up because you've been up, down like yo-yos already. So we'll stay sitting down, but I would like to be able to hear more than just myself. Okay, so everything from the start after three. One, two, three. Louder, come on.
He made us
and we belong. Nice and loud for the last bit. We are his people that he cares for. Marvelous. Okay. I'll give you the rest of the week to work on that, and next week we'll try it again, shall we? Maybe not. But it might sound quite simple, but actually, Jesus is our shepherd. He does care for us just as tenderly as a shepherd would care for their sheep. He looks for us when we get lost. He makes sure we're clean. He makes sure that we're not too hot by shearing us. Sometimes we may not realize that he's doing that for us, but he does. And he makes sure we have enough food and water to satisfy us. Not just to make sure that we live, but actually to satisfy more than we need. But sometimes we do wander off, as sheep have a tendency of doing, and we need to know that and come back to him. And so throughout all this week, we've been hearing how wonderful God is to us, what he's done for us, how we can be a part of his plan. But actually, we need to recognize that he is still God, that we can't be like him, that he is still our shepherd, our master, our king, and that we need, like sheep, to do what he says. So for a second in the silence, I would like you just to close your eyes. And I'd like you to, if you can, to try and picture Jesus, our good shepherd, standing in front of you. And I truly believe that, maybe not for all of us this morning, but definitely for some of us, that Jesus is calling us to go somewhere with him. It might be somewhere that we've been before. It might be somewhere where we've not been before. It might be somewhere where we think could be quite scary. But as our psalm tells us, even in the scary places, he is there walking with us, sometimes in front, sometimes behind, sometimes at the side, but he never abandons us. And so I'm very quickly going to pray. But Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the good shepherd. That there is nothing that we go through that you do not go through with us. We thank you for your care for us and that you provide for us even more than we need. We pray now for where you might be leading us to, whether it is safe, pleasant green pastures or scary, dark valleys. We pray that we would have the courage to go there and the knowledge in our minds and our hearts that you tread that path with us. Amen.